As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
All right, seems like we might be on the air now. Well, it sounds like it could perhaps be the case. And if that is the case, and I certainly hear that we're inside the box, let's go ahead and begin. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks. Time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, a misbehaving Skype system, but there's still a revolution in the air. Welcome to our Thursday, June the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, by hook, by crook, by bailing wire, or duct tape. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. You're not alone. You ought to be the talk host sometimes dealing with an electronic system that's a little bit stubborn, like a Missouri mule. But anyway, this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and always remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can call on in throughout the broadcast. You can pick up the telephone, call in, area code 512-904-8014. If you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, or you can call in from around America and around the world toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Sam and Trish. Thank you so very much. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, Jimmy. Thank you, brother. 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis, and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Gold traverses a narrow trading band, gaining strength. We'll talk about that in a moment. More BP takeover talk. Yeah, that's on the plate as well. Macondo gently weeps. Certainly that continues. Israel remains the subject of global condemnation, and deservedly so. Today I'm going to try very desperately to get into John Stuart Mill. I really want to start in on our discussion of his concept of representative government, but of course we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report in this remaining few moments before the break and look at the active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which finds gold trading off $6 at $1,218 an ounce, silver down 2 cents at $18.32 a troy ounce, platinum off 7 at $1,562, and palladium up 3 at $459 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, about a $12 band in there, $12.13.80 for a low, $12.25.60 for a high. And there's the music. We're live on air. We'll be back in 3 minutes and start again.
Oh. Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. It's going to close out that market report again for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago. We find gold trading off $6 at $1,218 an ounce. Silver down 2 cents at $18.32. Platinum up 7 at $1,562 an ounce. And palladium up 3 at $459 an ounce. Very narrow trading band there. Continues building a lot of strength in this 1,215 to 1,220. Just everything under 1250, unfortunately. I'd like to be building a strong band between, let's say, 1240 and 1260, but we're not. Let's be satisfied with where we are. But a lot of the prognosticators are saying that as it continues to stay in this range, this morning the low was 1213.80, the high is 1225.60, truly $12 a spread there. But trading horizontally, traversing across the charts, if you will, setting up a trend in a very narrow trading band. As it continues there, it's just building more and more of a solid foundation for a move upwards, I believe, and so do many others. But this morning at $1,218, your gold is up $255.40 year-to-year for a 26.53% return on your investment in the precious metal. London gold fix this morning. The boys in London set the price right in the middle of our trading band here. They set it at $1,219.75. We're trading a buck and change below that right now. The SPDR gold shares this morning, a little bit of talk on the town about how they'd picked up a lot of gold. Well, really very little, just a tiny move up. But they're standing at 1,268.54 tons, dropping down a little bit dollar-wise, however. Moves down from the $50 billion mark yesterday to the $49.53 billion mark today on this shift of the price in gold. So that's the way that goes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, 226 at 10,250. The NASDAQ closed up 59 at 2281, and the S&P likewise moved up 28 and closed at 1,098. In the crude oil this morning, moves up 37 basis points. Lots of pluses in the market this morning. The crude oil moves up 37 cents to $73.23 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index moves up 1 basis point, trading at 86.74 on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. The Forex this morning, the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian loonie, moves up 2 basis points, trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso still stands at 8 cents U.S., although it moved up 38 basis points to get there. The euro continuing to move up just a little, just a little, just a little, but those little moves are adding up to pennies. It's moved up 11 basis points this morning. It's trading at $1.23 U.S., and that's up from $1.21 last week. The British pound moves up this morning 20 basis points, trades at $1.47, and the Swiss franc, and of course that the British pound is being buoyed a little bit here by the confidence in the UK over the new Cameron government, so there's that to be considered here as well. The Swiss franc moves up 16 basis points and trades at 87 cents U.S., so that's our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership, the World Federalist Council basket of currencies. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond trades out at yielding 0.84%. That's not much of a return on your investment for a two-year investment, but that's what they're offering. The 10-year is at 3.39, and the 30-year is at 4.29%. Of course, that must be keeping a lot of people out of the bond market and more people in the stock market. The mortgages this morning, the 15-year mortgage moves down just a little bit from a month ago, from 4.37. It moves down to 4.31%. And the 30-year likewise moves down from 5.13% a month ago to 4.91%. That's the market report for this morning. A little bit more market-related news off the Bloomberg website. The jobless claims in the U.S. decreased by 10,000. To 453,000. Of course, that's not the total number of jobless. That's just the total number of people that filed a new jobless claim. Dropping by 10,000. Here's the article by Shabhana Chandra. She writes this, new news for Bloomberg. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits last week fell to 453,000, a level that signals firings remain elevated even as the economy expands. You go figure that one out, all right? Firings remain elevated even as the economy expands. We talked a little bit about that with HP, knocking out 9,000 people, going to rehire back 6,000, 3,000 are going to go and stand in one of these lines someplace. But this idea of firing people and hiring them back, it's an old trick that the union has used for a long time. Other companies are and industries, I guess, getting on board with that. But the idea is you just sack everybody on Friday, and then you go to the union boss and you say, hey, look, we're hiring, and you can send people out here, and we'll renegotiate everybody's wage, their job titles, their job duties, their job descriptions when they show up at the door. So there's probably a lot of that happening, again, as the quote-unquote economy expands. I don't know if it's expanding towards another burst or what. Again, initial jobless claims dropped by 10,000 in the week ended. Labor Department figures showed today in Washington. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg projected claims would drop to 455,000 according to the median forecast. And it continues on. There's a lot more to that particular article. Certainly, you just can't seem to. I think I'll jump over to this one next. And this is, again, off of Bloomberg. Kind of pretty much like to go to Bloomberg as long as I stay with one website and one box of authors and writers, I'm looking at one perspective here. It's helped me over the last year to really get a good idea of just what the economists put out as far as propaganda is concerned. But here, this article off Bloomberg by Svenja O'Donnell. Svenja O'Donnell, that's kind of a O'Donnell, kind of a weird name. King refuses BOP pay raises, era of UK wage restraints loom. You can see where Bloomberg is coming from. It's a very globalist standpoint. They jump all over the planet on every single article. One article here is about the United States, another article is about England, one more on France, one on Switzerland, one on, you know, Asia, one on, you know, Near East, one on Far East, and so on. Very global perspective. Doesn't give you much for local news unless it's really important. But this one, again, Bank of England Governor Mervyn King, the highest paid among the world's top central bankers last year. And you just put him up on your tote board, Mervyn King, Bank of England governor. He's on the same par, I guess he's in the same basket as you would put Benjamin Bernanke. And then, of course, we put rocks in the bank basket and sink it overboard. But the Bank of England governor, Mervyn King, the highest paid among the world's top central bankers last year, refused a raise for this year in 2011 as an era of wage restraint looms to curb Britain's record budget deficit. In relation to 2010 and 2011, the governor has advised the Remuneration Committee doesn't want to have a salary increase. Well, talk about that and much more right after these words from our sponsors.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. Liberty PolicityStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And once again, we're talking about Mervyn King here, central bankers in general, and Mervyn King in specific, UK's central bank chief, I guess you'd say, the czar of money in Great Britain. Yeah. In relation to 2010 and 2011, the governor's advised the Remuneration Committee does not wish to receive any increase in his salary. The central bank's annual report said King took a 2.5% raise to £305,368, or about $445,318, including benefits. And that's, you know, you're going to have to really look at that benefit package. On July the 1st of 2009, according to documents published by the bank's website yesterday. And as the continuing scrutiny on the banking institution goes on, gets deeper, you know, we're going to see more and more of this kind of thing. But I would dare say, and it would really not be speculation on my part, that this amount here, $445,318 U.S., is not the sum total of Mervyn King's take-home. This is just what's out there that they'd put on the sleeve and put on the website. He probably has a considerable amount of coming in on the side as well. King already refused a revamped salary package when he was reappointed in 2008, which would have increased his basic pay to at least £375,000. That's British pounds, by the way. We report on that every morning, our little marker report, so you know how to do the math on that, right? 1.47 times, and you got it. All right, so anyway, drop down a little bit more. King's pay now exceeds the €360,612, or $440,055, earned in 2009 by European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet, whose salary was previously higher in dollar terms before the European sovereign debt crisis prompted a drop in the euro. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, his salary this year is $199,700. While the Bank of Japan Governor Masaki Shirakawa pay in the fiscal year through March the 31st was 34.9 million yen, or $378,607 U.S., after he and his policy board took a 2.4% salary reduction. Then it continues, and it says the budget deficit. Britain posted its largest annual budget deficit since monthly records began in 1993. After the shortfall reached a post-war high of 11.1% of the gross domestic product in the fiscal year through March. And it continues, the Bank of England employed about 3% more staff last year, quote, due to the extra workload brought on by the bank's new responsibilities, close quote. And we can see that sort of thing happening here in the United States as we come into these new financial regulations. We build the new watchdog agencies inside of the Federal Reserve banking system. Anyway, we should see the employees jump up. It did there. In England, its workforce totaled 1,685 full-time and 219 part-time employees. That's quite a few people, wouldn't you agree? King, writing in the foreword to the annual report, reiterated the bank's commitment to its 2% inflation target after consumer prices rose in April at the fastest annual pace since 2008. Does they mean to tell us, are we supposed to believe that in England the inflation rate is 2%? We've got what here? Robert Chapman and some of the others talking well over 20%. You know, look at the price of the up, if you will, on gold this year. It's up 26.53%. I think that's probably a little closer to the inflation rate. about 26% this year so far, if gold is an indicator. Despite its volatility, inflation remains low by historic standards and on track to meet the target in the medium term. Are they on track to meet this 2% inflation target? I think somebody's either doing crack or smoking something, rope. As such, the framework has proved resilient to the stress of the financial crisis. It guided our monetary policy decisions going into the crisis, and it will guide them coming out. So I guess Mervyn King is seeing us coming out of a monetary crisis, and I guess that would be a good thing if his nose wasn't growing. But anyway, let's jump over here. A rather interesting development. Let's see what we got right here. I'll hit this one first. Let's talk about BP briefly. We're only going to do news for just a few more minutes, and then I'm going to go into John Stuart Mill. I need a break mentally. It's just too much news in the news basket. But I found this one rather interesting. I want to share it with you. Found it on Bloomberg earlier this morning, or an article by Joe Carroll. British Petroleum, here's the headline, BP may sell Prudhoe Bay stake as spill costs mount. All right? You want to hear that again? BP, or British Petroleum, may sell Prudhoe Bay stake as spill costs mount. Now, yesterday, in the afternoon after my broadcast was over, Mike Chambers invited me to come on for a bit on his broadcast where we discussed some of the things that are going on in the Gulf and the repairs and so on and so forth. And both Mike and I are fairly well agreed that these relief wells are really the ticket here. British Petroleum is not interested in relinquishing the Macondo well. They're not interested in capping that well and having to walk away and then have to pay for all of the costs. And as I've mentioned now several times on air, that in corporate speak, it's almost absolutely guaranteed that you need to have a right on in order to have a right off. In other words, you need to have income in order to take losses, to write your losses against that income. So for British Petroleum to just shut that well and then start paying cleanup costs and all of the litigation and the, you know, all the various and sundry costs that come on them, that just doesn't make corporate sense. It would certainly cost Hayward his job and other people probably their heads. So here's a little bit of a solution that's coming in the back door, and I think we need to be paying very close attention to this. This may be happening not only here on this article, but we might have to look very carefully and follow it around the United States and other places where we have oil reserves. British Petroleum may have to sell some of its most valued assets, including a stake in the biggest U.S. oil field, to pay cleanup costs, fines, and legal damages from the largest offshore spill in U.S. history. The 26% stake, now we're getting a real number here, or at least maybe a number, the 26% stake in Prudhoe Bay on Alaska's North Slope and other BP assets could attract suitors such as China National Petroleum Corporation, Occidental Petroleum Corporation, and Hess Corporation, said Douglas Ober, chief executive officer at the Petroleum and Resources Corporation in Baltimore, the oldest U.S. oil fund. Can you hear the significance in this? As a result of this Gulf oil, the Macondo gently weeps Gulf gusher, all right? As a result of that, it could be that British Petroleum would sell off to perhaps China their holdings on the North Slope of Alaska, getting China in, you know. Come on, folks. I mean, wasn't this, you know, the Red Chinese? Aren't these the commies? And they're coming in, and they're going to take some of the possession, buying up the assets, and selling us our oil in Alaska. Is this actually possible? Are we all on drugs this morning? Is this even possible? Prudhoe Bay, isn't that where Gull Island is? Isn't that what the good pastor has said would provide if we would just use it, provide the natural gas and the crude oil for the United States of America for up to 200 years? And they're talking about possibly selling this asset off to China to pay for this cleanup? Am I the only one with my hair standing straight up this morning or not?
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, and looking at this rather curious article here on the Bloomberg website this morning, BP may sell Prudhoe Bay steak as spill cost mounts. Of course, for all of you out there in the audience that have read The Energy Non-Crisis, written by Lindsay Williams, the chaplain on the North Slope of Alaska years ago, and of course, you know, he comes back from time to time, and some of his predictions are borne out and some of them aren't, but nevertheless, he does have a little bit of inside knowledge here, and really some pretty good inside knowledge. That's certainly not the only book that he's written. He's written The Syndrome of Control. He's got another one here. I've got all four of them, To Seduce a Nation, You Can Live, one on health. But his Energy Non-Crisis is a pretty good little pocket book. Give you some ideas about things to read and understand about what's going down in the North Slope of Alaska. But again, BP is going to have to look to other assets to pay for this mess they're creating, said Ober. And this Ober fellow here is Douglas Ober, is the chief executive officer at Petroleum and Resources Corp in Baltimore, the oldest U.S. oil fund. And BP is going to have to look to other assets to pay for this mess they're creating, said Ober, who oversees a combined $1.6 billion at the fund and at Adams Express Company. Quote, they won't be able to use any of that cash flow to expand production or add to reserves, and that's really going to put them in a bind, close quote. All right? They won't be able to use any of that cash flow to expand production or add to reserves, and that's really going to put them in a bind. BP lost 31% of its market value since the April the 20th fire on the Transocean Deepwater Horizon, which killed 11 workers, sank the $365 million rig, and has spewed millions of gallons of crude into the Gulf. The company spent more than $1 billion already trying to staunch the leaks and remove oil from the ocean. Oversold all of his BP stock after 15 refinery workers perished in a 2005 explosion at the company's Texas City, Texas plant. So others are like in Goldman Sachs, or Goldman Sachs as I like to call them, they've sold off 43% of their holdings in BP as well. Many others have too. Again, BP has lost 31% of its market value since April the 20th in its stocks. Think twice, it says. Oh, asset sales by BP are more likely than a takeover of the company because it's too soon to estimate how much the spill and its aftermath will end up costing, said Gianna Byrne, founder of the Brookshire Advisor and Research Inc. in Flossmoor, Illinois, and a former BP crude trader. So asset sales are more likely here in this article, more likely than a takeover of the company. So in other words, instead of somebody coming in with this mergers and acquisitions and buying up BP, and who would want to? Who would want to? Who knows how much expense it will cost, you know, to clean up the Gulf if they do. Who knows how many millions and millions of dollars will turn up in this very, all of the litigation. Who knows where the criminal, you know, charges will go. So who would want to take over that? Why not just buy up their assets instead? So that's a possibility. Think twice, he says. A potential investor would think twice because this is unprecedented. Now, it's not really unprecedented, but we'll let him have that. And it would take a decade to sort out the liability and the potential litigation, Byrne said. Then it continues, gives you a little background. BP, the largest oil and natural gas producer in the U.S. region of the Gulf of Mexico, is facing criminal and regulatory probes into the causes of the disaster at its deep-sea Macondo well drilled with Transocean Limited's Deepwater Horizon rig. And some question the intelligence of the and the strategy of the feds in bringing forward criminal and regulatory probes and charges while the process is still unfolding. In other words, you wait and see how they did on all of this and then bring it up. But if you get in there and start laying criminal charges against them and getting too probey, well, then just lawyer up, shut up, and stand back, you see. So some of this is from the grand chessboard standpoint may have been premature. U.S. Senators Ron Wyden of Oregon and Chucky Schumer of New York said the company should suspend dividend payments until the cleanup and liability costs are determined. A payout would be unfathomable until the obligations are tallied. They said the company paid $10.5 billion in dividends last year, according to its annual report. Now, this is a long article. I'm not going to go into any more of it other than just to simply say that China National's PetroChina Company and other Chinese state oil companies backed by $2.4 trillion of foreign reserve currencies have embarked on a string of overseas purchases to feed oil to the world's fastest-growing major economy. Now, if you look on the map and think about the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, but just look at the map and the distance between, let's say, the first shore, the Sakhalin Peninsula, the first shore line that you might reach in China, and Prudhoe Bay, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump, folks. Around the horn there, down in, you know, you can just cross the Arctic Ocean and write bingo, oingo boingo, how quick, how fast. It would be very, very profitable for China to have the Alaskan oil fields. And so let's pay close attention to this. It continues here from the article. It says, China is always sniffing around for reserves, said Ober, whose biggest holdings in the petroleum fund are Chevron Corporation, ExxonMobil, and Occidental. Quote, it wouldn't necessarily have to be one of the Western super majors because there are other companies who could muster the financial strength to make a deal for these assets. So there's a lot going on in that that we should pay attention to. Of course, the another thing that has come up on more than one occasion is the insurance involved in all of this. I've been looking, trying to find who insures whom, for how much and for what. But as I discovered that British Petroleum is running self-insured. You know, you don't have to buy automobile insurance for your hotmobile. If you can post a bond to meet your state requirements, you can be self-insured. Some major companies, for instance, I used to, for about a year, work for one of the largest concrete contractors in the world, the M.A. Mortensen Construction Company. And if my memory serves me correct, the conversations I had with the superintendent on that project, M.A. Mortensen was self-insured on these sorts of things, and so they were very safety conscious, just as Transocean claimed to be very safety conscious on their operation of their drilling platforms. But anyway, this article by Kevin Crowley, Bloomberg, insurers are charging 50% more for policies covering oil rigs in deep waters after an explosion on a BP PLC lease platform in the Gulf of Mexico triggered the worst spill in U.S. history, Moody's Investors Service said. So here's some blowback. Here's some blowback. And again, this is what increases the cost for the developers of the bringing online, the people that are actually mining, bringing forward natural resources. Not only are we seeing talk about increased regulation, probably a much more stringent set of environmental rules and regulations, all of these things would block or keep out a company that may be a new company starting up, a startup company. But then you turn around and you look at the insurance rates. Insurers are charging 50% more for policies. Those policies can be enough to make or break a company, folks. And you charge 50% again, as much as they're already charging. And, you know, it could be the difference between going into the drilling business or staying out of it. The price to insure rigs in shallow waters has risen as much as 25%. Since the Deepwater Horizon rigs exploded in the Gulf of Mexico, the ratings company said today, insurers may pay out as much as $3.5 billion in claims from the U.S. spill. Now, I don't know who is going to pay out as much as $3.5 billion in claims if British Petroleum is actually self-insured. But certainly, all of the insurance companies all around the Gulf and perhaps inland. And if we get some kind of a hurricane-sponsored or facilitated oil contamination because of hurricanes, you know, there might be inland insurance claims as well. But anyway, the insurers may pay out as much as $3.5 billion in claims from the U.S. spill, making it the industry's costliest accident since the Piper Alpha rig fire in the North Sea in 1988, Moody said. Pricing for offshore energy liability insurance is sure to trend higher as insurers and reinsurers take stock of their losses and reevaluate the complex risks associated with drilling in deep waters. Now, of course, the insurance companies are going to be some of perhaps the largest lobbyists for stringent rules and regulations from the Environmental Protection Agency for anyone hoping to drill and bring to market our offshore oil. So there'll be many more lobbyists cruising around the halls of Washington as this story unfolds.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so continuing just a moment longer on this insurance question in regards to BP, the article continues and says publicly traded insurers, including Swiss Reinsurance Company. Remember that Transocean just recently moved from its tax haven on the Cayman Islands to the tax haven in Switzerland for their home base. But anyway, publicly traded insurers, including Swiss Reinsurance Company and the Munich Re, have disclosed $611 million of losses to date, Moody said, and that'll probably rise as the extent of the environmental damage becomes clear, the ratings firm said. BP, again, leased the Deepwater Horizon at the time of the explosion, has spent $1 billion trying to stop the spill. Boy, I wish I could get in that pipeline somewhere, because they have, I don't know what they spent $1 billion trying to stop the spill. They're still struggling to contain the leak, that's for sure. But certainly dollars misspent, in my opinion. But, again, I think that they're playing pool here. I think they've got a card game going. They've got a con game going, and they're just not letting the rest of the world in on it, although we are finding out about it rapidly. Lloyd's of London, which insured the rigs Ocean Transocean Limited, asked a U.S. judge last month to rule that it has no obligation to cover BP's cleanup costs. And there's a lot of validity to that. Apparently, there are some in Zero Hedge and elsewhere who have gone through minutely of the contract data. I don't know how they were able to get hold of it line by line and read the contract between BP and Transocean. And from what I've read, I don't know it to be true. So this is just hearsay, third-party stories. But from what I've read, Transocean is has been indemnified in their contract against any pass-through costs. So BP is going to have to pick it all up. Transocean stands without blame. BP, based in London, is self-insured against losses, as stated earlier, and damage claims resulting from the spill, spokesman Scott Dean said last month. But remember that even if they are self-insured, it doesn't mean that they have adequate revenue or cash on hand or capital to cover the claims. But again, go back and look at the very beginnings of British Petroleum. Mike Chambers has covered it. I think Doug Owen has covered it. Lee Rogers has covered it. Others as well on other networks. BP has a long and sordid history, and they haven't always been known as British Petroleum. Think about how much, how deep this story runs and how much wealth they actually have and how much they would have on their quote-unquote balance sheet and how much they would have in their back pocket hidden from public view. But again, they're going to prepare to do another cut today, I guess. We'll see how it works. We talked a little bit about that yesterday with Mike Chambers. But they're attempting to, or preparing to, a second attempt to cut the main pipe on the well after freeing a saw blade that became stuck during preparatory work, blah, blah, blah. Again, they're concerned that they might not have gotten a clean cut and that they wouldn't be able to have as nice a seal. Well, nonsense, gentlemen, nonsense. If they were trying to make the clean cut right where they needed to have the clean cut, it was stupid to start with. Stupid on steroids. They had all of this pipe that easily could have gone up, let's just say, 10 feet up that 90-foot riser pipe and made an initial cut there, no matter how rough and no matter how jagged it had to be, cut away the piece they need to get rid of, cut away all of the mile of pipe that's hanging on there, get rid of all of that, free up the main pipe. Even if you had to build a special collar, guy wire the thing off so that it's standing where it needs to stand, and then very carefully and very cleanly cut the pipe again the second time right where you need to have it. Make as clean a cut as possible. So if this is going to be their excuse, this is just excusitis. Any excuse will do when you're looking for excuses. That's all more I'm going to say about the clean cut. There is another little bit of interesting news coming out this morning. Of course, we're going to hear more and more about this as the green agenda makes the greatest possible benefit for themselves out of this. And this may very, really, really very well be the reason why BP is playing the world for a fool. But inside an industrial warehouse in South San Francisco, new news off of Bloomberg, Exxon $600 million algae investment. Again, Exxon and BP in bed inside the Department of the Interior Mineral Management Service. Exxon's $600 million algae investment makes Koshla see a pipe dream. Inside an industrial warehouse in South San Francisco, California, Harrison Dillon, chief technology officer of the startup Solazyme Inc., and examines a beaker filled with brown paste made of sugarcane waste, while the smell brings to mind molasses. This goo called bagasse, won't find its way into people-pleasing confections. In other words, they're not making this for food. Instead, scientists will empty it into a 5-gallon metal flask of algae and water. The algae will gorge themselves on the treat, filling themselves with fatty oils as they double in size every 6 hours. Bloomberg's Market Magazine reports in its July issue. So you can go and read in the July issue of Bloomberg Markets Magazine the whole story. But what we're really getting at here is that there are some bright young men who are involved in a process of trying to produce a cost-effective alternative to fuel by growing algae that when the algae has matured, I suppose, and is pressed, you can squeeze out of it oil on the order of diesel fuel, put it in a truck, and drive down the road. And they feel that if they can get it in somewhere down, to get the cost of producing this algae somewhere down into the $60 to $80 a barrel range, that they would be able to compete in the marketplace. So we'll see how that goes in the future, but it looks like it's rather interesting. The potential payoff is huge, Carr says. Continuing, in the same article, Bill Gates has jumped into this. Microsoft Corporation co-founder Bill Gates and Venrock Associates, the Rockefeller family's venture capital firm, along with the UK's Wellcome Trust Limited and Chicago's Arch Venture Partners, have poured $100 million into Sapphire Energy, which is trying to produce gasoline from algae. Now, this would be a much better process than trying to bring in all of Monsanto's genetically modified corn all across America and around the world, and creating ethanol plants, which, as everyone really that has taken the time to search it out on the internet knows, it takes more energy to produce a gallon of ethanol than that gallon of ethanol will produce in an automobile. And ethanol is a corrosive, and it has really deleterious impact, not only on the pipelines that it is pumped through, but also through the automobile engine that it runs in. So ethanol is a loser all the way around. Not only is it very damaging to the environment and the presence of the genetically modified corn and other things, it also takes away a lot of acreage that could be used to produce food, not only to supply quality feed to the people or to all of the animals that are out there, quality food for all the people that are out there, and quality food for export so that we can start to improve our bottom line as a gross domestic product. So I think we're just wasting a lot of time on this biomass and biofuels when there are alternatives out there, particularly this algae idea that seems to be much more promising in the long haul. Now, for those of you that listened to the other broadcast this week, you know that I've been doing a considerable amount of research into the cast of characters. We know that we have a list. We have a chain. We've got British Petroleum. We've got Transocean. We've got Cameron. We have Anadarko. Anadarko is one that is allied, was a partner in the well of the Macondo project with British Petroleum. Anadarko is a rather interesting company in this as well. And in all of these home pages, and you can just go to their websites, where I always go is I like to follow the money. I like to go and see who are on the boards of directors, who are the corporate officers, what is their business model, what are the other things that they're invested in? And this Anadarko is rather interesting. It is up to its eyeballs in independent contracting with the military, but its cast of characters, its board of directors, makes for a very interesting read as well. And here we start tying into, with Anadarko, we start tying into the Federal Reserve Bank in, I believe it's in Houston or Dallas, and their corporate leaders, their boards of directors, some of them are tied into Halliburton, some of them are tied into BP, some of them are tied into AIG, some of them have insurance and finance backgrounds, etc. So it makes for an interesting study. Follow the money, check on the people, and look at the corporate responsibility. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour went through a basket full of news, a lot of it about BP. Looking at it from a little bit different standpoint, taking the focus off of the spilling oil, the gusher, the geyser, whatever you want to call it, looking more at the company, the impacts, the influence, how this is going to roll out, how the financial community is styling itself, and a consideration of potential purchases made by China and others, buying up the reserves that British Petroleum has out there in the great, wide, wonderful world. And so with that said, we closed last hour on Anadarko. This is one of the partners in the Macondo well, along with British Petroleum, and I would just encourage you to go to their website and spend a little bit of time on it and take a look at it. It's www.anadarko, Anadarko, very phonetic. Just type it in that way and use a K, anadarko.com. And when you get there, it talks, there's several tabs across the top if you're not used to doing this kind of stuff, but across the top, and one says about Anadarko, and just hover over that, and you'll see, as I do right now, there's an overview, then they give the board of directors, the executive officers, corporate officers, governance, expertise, technology, and office locations. And just go through each of those pages that'll open up there when you click on them and find out a little bit more about Anadarko. You can do the very same thing on the British Petroleum website. Go to BP and just type in British Petroleum and you'll come right up. Go to the homepage, bp.com, I think it is, and do the same with Transocean. And as you're doing that, and you're looking at the boards of directors, you're looking at the executive officers, you're looking at the corporate officers, look at this kind of a floating interlinking and interlocking between these groups. See how many of these are members of the Trilateral Commission. Look at them from the standpoint of their involvement in global finance. Also think about it from the standpoint of how many of them, let's say someone from Anadarko sits on the board of directors for Halliburton, who also sits on the board of directors for Transocean, who sits on the board of directors for BP. And you've got to kind of go around from one to the other to see how this link, this incestuous inbred mass lies. And then also while you're in there, look at how few actually have truly any oil background, any, you know, energy background, and how many of them are business and finance leaders and just globalists. Sure, there's some in there that do have the experience necessary to run these corporations. That's an obvious. That's a given. But there are many of them who have come to these corporations relatively recently, only 2, 3, 4 years of experience on the boards. And so the decision-making that's coming out of some of these corporations may be primarily business and finance related, as opposed to actually knowing what on earth they're doing what they're doing as they transform the chain and change the face of the earth. So there's a lot to that. Rather interesting. I also found it interesting, whenever I do find it, to come into actual text written by the globalists in regards to global corporate governance. Corporate governance. This is this whole idea of transitioning from government to governance. And the more you understand about that, the better. And also, look at the related, you know, especially with Anadarko, look at their relationship in Iraq and in Pakistan and other places where they're in helping and working like Halliburton does on contracts right in with the military. You'll also notice in Anadarko that they have a former, big wig on the Army and the Air Force and other stuff on their board of directors. We'll be right back.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again right here on our Thursday, June the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. And just additionally, I would also encourage you once again to go back up on the Internet, for those that are on the Internet, and do make some searches around, poke around, look underneath the rug, so on and so forth, and try and find out more about this individual, Peter Dennis Sutherland. He is quite an individual. He is quite the globalist. He is very, very, very powerful on this planet. And the more I've looked into him in the last 48 hours, the more I know I'm going to really want to take time over the weekend and perhaps sometime next week or in the weeks to come. I'll try bring forward as much as I can of it in a cogent way. It didn't work yesterday. I had far too much on the browser, and my browser was trying to crash. But I'll get the hang of this news reporting a little bit in the future. Finally, also went up and looked at the Bonnie Prince Charles Windsor, and was surprised to find that he is the first of the kings and queens of England. Actually, got a college degree. That was rather unusual. But there is quite a bit that you can find out about Prince Charles as well, some and many, Joan Vian included. She wrote a book by the title Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. What is sustainable development, you might ask? Well, the most common definition given by its proponents, and this is from a little booklet that you can get from Freedom Advocates, www.freedomadvocates.org, Michael Shaw and his group out in California. But what is sustainable development? The most common definition of sustainable development given by its proponents is a statement found in the Brundtland Report, Our Common Future. It was released in 1987 at the United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development. And again, this is all about environment and development. Think it not? I certainly hope you will understand that it is. It's all about environment, environment and environmental and developmental concerns. And yes, we're all concerned about what's happening in the Gulf, but remember, it's all about environmental and developmental concerns. These are the corporations that profit on environmental development, exploitation of resources, and development, that economic development zone that's being planned for your town. All right, now here's the definition that came out of the Brundtland Report. Development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of the future generations to meet their own needs. All right, I'll give it to you again. Development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Now, of course, they're not talking about you and I as generations. They're talking about generations of the global East, co-creationists, and so on and so forth. They don't want to compromise the future. They're well aware of that. And so they do everything that they can do to make sure that their development in this generation sets up the platform for the continued expansion, sustaining, that's propping up the development of the environmental and developmental concerns of corporations as they move forward into the future. The booklet here continues. It talks about the historical development and the origin just briefly. Even the term sustainable must be defined, since on the surface it appears to be inherently positive, and everyone uses the word. It's become a buzzword, sustainable this and sustainable that. But I really caution you, before you embrace that mentality, to check out what's going on behind it. In reality, sustainable development has become a buzz term that refers to a political agenda rather than an objectively sustainable form of development. Specifically, it refers to an initiative of the United Nations called the UN Sustainable Development Agenda 21, the most comprehensive statement of a political ideology that is being progressively infused into every level of government in America. And it is known around the world simply as Agenda 21. We speak about it here often on Become Vocal Local, largely because you're going to see it. You are being impacted by it on a daily basis right where you are, in your towns, in your cities, in your counties, and in your states. Now, we're talking about this a lot. I'm going to close the top of my desktop here, the laptop, and just close it, because I'm not going to look at the news. I'm going to look at John Stuart Mill. We're going to start finding out a little bit about who is this person, why do we need to know about him, what influence has he had, and what can we learn from him. Of course, John Stuart Mill is the son of James Mill, and I'm going to refer now to the Encyclopedia Americana. This was published back in 1951. Very likely that this article was written much earlier than that, however. James Mill is his father. Now, I start the broadcast off on a regular basis every single day with my little script here. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. I do that to encourage you to stir up your pure, your powerful, your positive mind to the concept of philosophical radicalism. Most of you just think those are words as they come off the end of my tongue, chainsaw-like as it is, and don't pay any attention to it. But it's actually a branch of philosophy. The philosophical radicals of England had a tremendous impact on the world. All right? I'm very confident that the positivists in their midst and the philosophical radicals and the utilitarians and ultimately the libertarians brought us communism. They certainly brought us the Fabian socialism branch of all of this. And all of that and much more is found, you know, you can read about some of that in Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince by Joan Vian and so many other works. but I do have a considerable chunk of library on this particular topic and study each of these philosophers slowly, carefully, and in detail. So James Mill, again, now, he is one of the early philosophical radicals. James Mill worked right along with Jeremy Bentham. Jeremy Bentham is extremely important to know who he is. And even though I really do like Alfred, I'll just leave it at that, I disagree with him, thinking that the pursuit of happiness is the opportunity to pursue any religion that you want. That's not the pursuit of happiness. It's not the pursuit of happiness. It's not the happiness principle. It's not the greatest happiness principle. And it's not the greatest happiness or the greatest good or the greatest number principle. All those things can be tracked back to specific writers and authors. And some of it precedes our declaration by a considerable number of years. Declaration of Independence, one of the four organic documents. Anyway. James Mill is an important person, somebody that we need to understand. And, of course, James Mill being the father of John Stuart Mill, if we don't start with the father, we'll never know the son, in my opinion. But James Mill, British economist, historian, and utilitarian philosopher. So even though we can say, well, you know, John Stuart Mill is the father of the founder of utilitarianism, his father had much to do with James or John Stuart Mill's development. And he really had a lot to do with that development. But his father was a cobbler, his mother a farmer's daughter, and his early abilities were so marked that great care was taken with his education. So again, James Mill was a precocious child. He was unusual, all right? And his abilities were so marked that care was taken with his education. You know, today we have people who, no matter how bright, no matter how gifted their children are, they still package them up, you know, brush their hair and brush their teeth and send them off to the public school system. Before the public school system became widespread, the general diffusion of knowledge tax supported, brilliant children were given special homeschool educations. We'll be right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so, returning once again and looking at James Mill. And so, on your, if you're taking notes at all, and if you don't take notes on these broadcasts, that's fine. You can always go back and access the archives, listen to them once, twice, three times over again. That's fine. But if you're taking notes, you know, you'd have James Mill here. You would have the philosophical radicalism maybe on your notepad. But James Mill was born, in Northwater. This is, again, out of an Encyclopedia Americana. He was born in 1773. In 1790, so I guess he would be, 16, 17 years old, his parents. And his father was a cobbler. That's shoemaker, by the way. His father was a cobbler. His mother was a farmer's daughter. But, again, his abilities were so marked that great care was taken with his education. And when he was 17 years old, they entered him in Edinburgh University. Don't know how much of a stretch that was for them, but that might have been quite a challenge. There, he was carried away with Dugald Stewart's philosophy until he came to know Bentham's system. Now, this is Jeremy Bentham introduced, which he then adopted. But in the university, he was better known as a remarkable Greek scholar than as a philosopher. Greek scholar. And listen to how this develops, because this is all going to get transferred to his son, John Stuart Mill. In 1802, he went to London, where he was from 1803 to 1806, the editor of the literary journal, and then began the History of India, which occupied him 10 years. So he wrote a History of India. During this time, he wrote much for periodicals and came to know Jeremy Bentham personally. At the same time, he was busied with the painstaking education of his children, notably John Stuart Mill, which we'll get to in a moment. The History of India, a wonderfully scholarly and unpartisan work marred only by his lack of personal knowledge of country and people and a consequent theorizing at times, was published in 1818 and immediately won for him a place in the India office and relief from his long battle with penury, or being broke. This position was the more flattering a tribute since he was now well known as a radical and a skeptic. All right, a radical and a skeptic. I would imagine that most people know me, think of me perhaps as a bit radical and certainly very skeptical about the things that are going on. I live with a considerable degree of skepticism, especially when I'm browsing through the regurgitorium in the news basket each morning, trying to find something valuable to bring to the air. So he was a radical and a skeptic. Probably your friends, perhaps maybe your friends, think of you a bit as a bit of a radical and skeptic. But those were not brands in those days. That was just kind of a thing you could do. You know, when you're living in liberty, you can have that kind of a life. You don't get hauled out and tasered on the driveway in front of your house for being a radical and skeptic. He rose rapidly, becoming the head of the office. Again, this is the India office. In 1830, the Westminster Review, lots of writing at this time. You could imagine if the internet was available to them at this time, he probably would have had his own, likely had his own blog site, most likely would have had his own radio broadcast. Perhaps he would have been, blogging furiously. Everybody would have been quoting him. Maybe he'd write for news with views, huh? But a prolific writer, the Westminster Review, founded in 1824 as the organ of the Bentham's followers, contained many contributions by Mill. Now, this is the Bentham's followers. These are the philosophical radicals, right? They're important. There's a lot you can learn about this here. and several appeared in the London Review, both in ethics, where his position was strongly utilitarian. Notice they used the word ethics, not morals. There is a difference. Words do have meanings. Their meanings are important, as are how they are used, as is the time in which they were used. So we like to have as many different dictionaries. I have dictionaries in my library. I've stayed primarily with the Webster's, not all the copies, but as close as you can get to the Merriam-Webster's. I've tried to stay with the Webster's, and I've been collecting or amassing by decades in dictionaries. So I might be at a bookstore, or I could perhaps be at a flea market or a state auction, and I see a dictionary that is a Webster's, Merriam-Webster dictionary, and it has a date in it that is one that I don't possess. Let's say I don't right now. I still don't have a 1990, so I might be looking for a 1990. And so I just pick it up, maybe a dollar or something like that. But that way, if you're reading something that was written in 1990, you can go right to the 1990 Merriam-Webster, and you got it. You got an understanding of basic, maybe what the author had in mind at that time period. The same thing goes. You go all the way back. The earliest one I have from Webster is the Noah Webster's 1828, and I refer to it a lot, especially for these kinds of writings, because it's virtually contemporary with these authors. Again, we're talking 1830 here. So the 1828 Webster gives you a real good understanding of what the meanings and senses of words were then. Forward again, and so it says, both in ethics, not the same as morals, excuse me, where his position was strongly utilitarian, and in political economy is a relatively new concept. If you go back and look at Adam Weishaupt and the beginning of the Bavarian Illuminati, this is where economy transitioned from the economy that was known all the way back to the time of the Greeks into this new concept, this political economy, which eventually, from the Brits, brought us the Keynesian school of economics, this insane idea that you could actually spend your way into prosperity. So that's important, political economy, where he may still be reckoned as typical of the orthodox school so bitterly attacked by Ruskin. Mill is little more than a follower of Bentham with greater force, perhaps because of his comparatively larger knowledge of the world. In psychology, however, although largely a follower of Hartley, now that's someone to look up if you haven't, Hartley, his work is more important, for he developed and gave to Hartley's principle of association a wider application, and thus was the founder of the school to which Spencer and Bain belonged, Herbert Spencer, the school to which Spencer and Bain belonged. Mill took the part in politics and contributed largely to the success of the Reform Bill, that's capital R, capital B, the Reform Bill, by introducing to England philosophical radicalism. Philosophical radicalism, the Reform Bill. And it was James Mill that brought this into place. His personal character was strangely unhuman and unlovable. His personal character was strangely unhuman and unlovable. Of course, if you have been listening to Mike Chambers' broadcast or even Dr. Alan Watt, when we talk about the psychotics and, you know, the people that seem to be morbidly disposed to ruling and leading, oftentimes they have personalities that are very peculiar. Very peculiar. And here, James Mill, the authors of this encyclopedia, write, his personal character was strangely unhuman and unlovable, though perfectly correct. Makes for a very good leader. A lot of them do have this trait. But he was unlovable and unhuman. All right? His important works, besides the History of India, are Elements of Political Economy, the first great philosophic treatise on the subject, okay, the Elements of Political Economy, the first treatise on the subject, 1821, and the Analysis of the Phenomena of the Human Mind, the Analysis of the Phenomena of the Human Mind, and then consult Bain's biography, 1882, and John Stuart Mill. Now, I'm not going to give you I'm not going to give you a quick bio here from the encyclopedia on Jeremy Bentham, but I do recall that Jeremy Bentham is the man that came up with this idea for a model prison that he called the Panopticon. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered, goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters, they're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So from a little bit out of the encyclopedia, he helps us to understand that James Mill and John Stuart Mill, they're not from a long line of these tremendously, you know, powerful, influential thinkers. No, they're original thinkers. They're radicals in their own time. And at the same time, they were industrious. They were prolific from the standpoint of reading, writing, arithmetic, and thinking, and so on and so forth. And because of James Mill's history of India, he became the head of the India office, and as a result, his son would continue and actually be there firsthand. So now let's turn from James Mill, the father, to John Stuart Mill, the son, English social and political reformer, philosopher. Now remember, his father wasn't considered as being much of a philosopher. He left most of the philosophy to Jeremy Bentham and picked up most of his philosophy, his philosophical radical leanings from his association with Jeremy Bentham, the founder of this idea of the Panopticon, the prison there, where the tower that's in the center, in the tower with the cloudy windows, they can see into all of the cells from anywhere at any one time, but yet none of the prisoners can see the guarders. So who watches over the guardians? And you can find that quote, which I've given several times, right in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World Revisited. And if you can recall the recent news here from the Cameron administration, they are now going through a process, even with the blessing of the Queen, of taking down the surveillance grid, or at least ostensibly or reportedly defunding it, the surveillance grid in England, perhaps one of the most surveilled places outside of the United States, ostensibly. I don't know. That's what they tell us. We read it on the newspapers. There is always a reason, and then there's the real reason, and we're not always privy to the real reason. But again, English social and political reformer John Stuart Mill, born in London on the 20th of May of 1806. You see, we're not talking really about ancient history here. Their influence you can find in academia even today. But he was born then, 1806. He died in 1873. Few have combined so intimately a vital enthusiasm for human progress. Now, that word is important, progress. Remember the progressives, the Bull Moose Party, Teddy Roosevelt, okay, the progressive movement. And we've been hearing recently they wanted to quit calling them liberals and start calling them progressives again, okay? So this is important. What goes around comes around. If we don't know our history, we're doomed to repeat it. So vital enthusiasm for human progress, and we're going to find out more about how he understands that word, how he uses it and deploys it as we study his system of representative government, which we will. With enthusiasm for progress, with a keenly critical and most scholarly temper. And few writers other than perhaps Bertrand Russell and others along the same line, the same caliber, few are more scholarly, in my opinion, than John Stuart Mill. Continues, he presents in all his most important lines of work the interesting conflict which results when a candid, open mind, instinct with human interest, attempts to work with narrow conceptions and an inadequate method. The conceptions and the method have in many respects been superseded. But the candor and the sincerity, the scholarly investigative temper, the deep interest in all things human, the democratic sympathy which manifest themselves in his work give them permanent value. In other words, his writings are virtually timeless, and it's one of the reasons why I'm going to share some of it with you. Mill was the oldest son of James and Harriet Mill. His early education conducted by his father was extraordinary. Once again, the concept of homeschooling, things that can be done. It will be shown here in a moment that a little bit too much can be done sometimes, puts an enormous burden on the young person, the boy, the girl, your son, your daughter. But homeschooling gives them an education, whereas public schooling just gives them an indoctrination. He began Greek when he was about 3 years old. Remember, his father was a Greek scholar. So he began Greek when he was about 3 years old, and Latin at seven, and read a great amount in both languages, especially in Greek, before he was 12. You know, today the children can hardly read a book. You know, if it goes beyond Dick and Jane, they're lost. Run, Dick. Run, Jane. Run, run, run. Well, before he was 12, he was reading extensively in both Greek and Latin, and of course he was English speaking. He studied algebra, geometry, and the differential calculus also in this period. And you think, and your teachers at your public schools, they detain, they basically kidnap your children from the time that they can go in, you know, come out of the diapers into short pants in the Montessori or other daycare centers, the pre-K education centers that they have now in public schools. And from the time of kindergarten until the time they get out, graduate from high school, 13 years later, they come out and they've got their little computer card, and it's been punched by so many people that it's mutilated and torn and ragged, and then the children are supposed to figure out what they're going to do with the rest of their lives. Well, you can take a different approach with your young people. Again, he studied algebra, geometry, and the differential calculus, also known in the, also in this period. As another sidebar, and just jumping in once again as regards to homeschooling. However, if you are the product of public education, and you didn't particularly do well in it either, and you're not proficient with the computer, let's say, and you have no library, homeschooling your children, you know, may produce nothing more than an inferior copy of yourself. So be careful. You do have to be prepared for the task. When you're working with a young mind, feed it and feed it well. At 12, Aristotle's Logic began a more advanced course of instruction, which included the more difficult classical authors and ended, I'll just back up there, because the author didn't stress it very well. At 12, he began studying Aristotle's Logic. I have that book. I have Aristotle's writings, complete works, and his logic is very good. In fact, Aristotle, really, you know, he's the guy that came up with this concept, and very few have ever improved upon it. Some have added to it. But so at 12 years old, he was already studying logic. And as we read his material, this is what we're going to be reading. We're going to be reading somebody that develops an idea, his premises very well. He argues his points very well. He's extremely convincing. And as a result, the casual reader that never bothered to find anything out about John Stuart Mill might be very easily sucked in, just as they would with Bertrand Russell or some of the others. You want to be very careful who you're studying when you're studying deeply. Read anybody, listen to anyone, but prove all things in your own research before you take it on. Don't adopt an ism until you're confident that you have made a thorough study of both the founder and the faith statement. At 12 again, Aristotle's Logic, and he began a more advanced course of instruction which included the more difficult classical authors at 12, and ended, as far as his father's personal instruction was concerned, in his 14th year with a thorough study of Ricardo's Political Economy. All right? We're not talking about a dunderhead here. At 14 years of age, already studying Ricardo's Political Economy. Mill himself says that it was not an education of cram. It was not an education of cram. Anything which could be found out by thinking, I never was told, until I had exhausted my efforts to find it out for myself. He wasn't being indoctrinated. It wasn't an education of cram. He wasn't sat down on at a little desk in the corner and had things crammed into his head. I'll give you the quote again. Anything which could be found out by thinking, I never was told. In other words, his father, wise enough to, you know, basically create the element for learning and provide the materials to learn with, but it was up to little young John here to do the thinking. He was never told the things. He had to find it out for himself. At the same time, he declares that it was, quote, was in itself much more fitted for training me to know than to do. Training me to know than to do. And this is going to impact him in his later life as we get into it. It actually caused him to have a breakdown. But it was a process of training him to know rather than training him to do. So perhaps more time could have been spent on examples. More time could have been spent on applications. And, of course, if you look at the lives of the nobility, you know, of England and stuff like that, and some of these people Timmy Geithner, I think I heard a quote. I didn't hear it directly from his lips, so I don't know if it's hearsay. But has never had a productive job in his life. And so many of those in leadership and in power never have. They haven't turned a wrench, haven't run a hammer. They have never dug a post hole. They don't know how to string a fence wire, and they've never raised a calf. And yet they're running the planet. Again, it was itself much more fitted for training me to know than to do. After a year in France, which had an important influence, the reading of Bentham became an epic in his life. And so we'll be back with that right after this.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live.
Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so how the time does fly away. But here we are coming into the final segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Looking at James Mill, John Stuart Mill, the foundation of the philosophical radicals, of philosophical radicalism in England, the beginning of utilitarianism, what should all this would come towards, you know, libertarianism, and so on. So we're really laying in the foundation for what has become this socialist world that we live in. This is the way that I like to go in my studies, is to try and find, again, before you embrace theism, communism, capitalism, socialism, communitarianism, any of these various and sundry belief systems, Catholicism, so on, go in, go back to the root, find the root if you can find the root, track down the founders, find the faith statements, and then begin building and coming back through it a couple of times. I've got a path back and forth through history that I've come across so many times that I can almost travel it in the dark. But anyway, this would be something I would hope to impart to you, not so much as to train you, you know, what to think, but, you know, how to think maybe, or how to do research on your own. I'm not here to try and influence you, convince you of anything. I just laid out the way I see it, and you can do with it as you will. But continuing here, it says, after a year in France, which had an important influence, the reading of Bentham, that would be Jeremy Bentham, made an epic in his life. Quote, I now had opinions, a creed, a doctrine, a philosophy, in one among the best senses of the word, a religion, the inculcation and diffusion of which could be made the principal outward purpose of a life, close quote. Now, I'm going to read this again. I don't know whether or not you have access to this kind of material, and if you haven't, these kind of quotes are worth the price of admission. I'm going to say it again. Now, we're talking about John Stuart Mill. He's making a reference to Jeremy Bentham, really the founder of Philosophical Radicals, although his father was very much involved in that as well. Again, here's the... It created an epic in the life of John Stuart Mill. Here's the quote again. I now had opinions, a creed, a doctrine, a philosophy. In one, among the best senses of the word, a religion, the inculcation and diffusion of which could be made the principal outward purpose of a life. What do we mean by inculcation? This is teaching your priest. This is teaching your lay staff. This is teaching those that would wait at the table, so to speak. And diffusion. Diffusion. It's, you can find it in the Constitution for Missouri. It's this idea of a free and gratuitous, the diffusion of education, the diffusion of knowledge. The principal plank of our system of education in the state, right out of the Constitution, this idea of diffusion. This is to, and again, let me use the term from an electrical engineering standpoint, a lighting engineer, a diffuser. Every one of you have been inside of a building that has fluorescent lighting in the ceiling, and you look up at that grid. It's called a diffuser. The light, the brilliance of the fluorescent tubes is above the diffuser. The diffuser, carefully and well designed, breaks up and distributes that light to all corners of the room. And the seeker scratches at the door of the temple, seeking more and more light, always more and more light as they move up through the degrees of masonry. So this idea of diffusion, having disciples and spreading it to the four corners of the planet. Again, I'm going to give it one more time. I now had opinions, a creed, a doctrine, a philosophy, in one among the best senses of the word, a religion, the inculcation and diffusion of which could be made the principal outward purpose of a life. We're talking about things that are very influential, very, very serious. All right? How did we get to be, how did we find ourselves in the horrible mess we're in now, Ollie? Because there are minds that are like this in the past who have made it their life's work to spread things like the Sustainable Development Agenda, the Green Agenda, the anthropogenic, man-made global warming agenda, the green movement, green theology, Gaia worship, globalism, globalization, globalism, positivism, communism, socialism, Fabian socialism, capitalism. But in this case, utilitarianism. Let's continue. In the winter of 1822 to 1823... he planned a society to which he gave the name of utilitarian. He planned a society. These are the planners. You have a land use planning department in your town. You have a health department in your town. You have social and economic development going on in your town, ongoing. You have the education community. You have your board of education, your school boards, your health boards, your fire boards, the planners. He planned a society to which he gave the name of utilitarian and thus brought the term into common use. So even though we saw that James Mill British economist, historian, and utilitarian philosopher. That's the way they style it for his father. But here, it was John Stuart Mill. He gave the name of utilitarian, and he brought it into common use. And so his father picked it up from his son, and they are all part of the utilitarian movement. Continuing. And thus brought the term into common use. In May of 1823, he received an appointment from the East India Company as a clerk in the office of the Examiner of India, correspondence. And here he remained for 35 years, rising to be examiner 2 years before the transfer of India to the British government in 1858. And we hear about India in the news every day today. And we wonder why things that are happening in India are happening in India. Things that are happening in China are happening in China. You must remember that, of course, when Ignatius Loyola founded the Jesuit army, that his number two in command, St. Francis Xavier, repaired at once to the Orient. And we'll find in the writings of John Stuart Mill numerous references to Orientals and India, etc. Again, he remained there for 35 years, rising to be the examiner 2 years before the transfer of India to the British government in 1858, when he retired upon a pension of £1,500 annual. He became a frequent contributor to the Westminster Review, founded in 1823, as a radical organ. It's a radical book, magazine. And in 1834, became editor of a new radical review, the London Review. Afterward, the London and Westminster. He was one of the ardent party of quote-unquote philosophical radicals. He was one of an ardent party of quote-unquote philosophical radicals. Today we have what? An emerging Tea Party. His object in life, quote, to be a reformer of the world, a global thinker. Jeremy Bentham, Malthus, the Malthusian theory, Ricardo, were influential upon the group, but several new influences now began to unsettle his political and social views. Coleridge, especially through Maurice and Mill's intimate friend Sterling, Carlyle, Goethe, Wordsworth, and the Saint Simonians. They gave broader views to human interests and so on. Well, we have Ed in Louisiana. Ed, I'm not going to have time. I'm sorry. I just saw we've only got 50 seconds left in the broadcast. Thank you for calling in, but I can't take your call. Really sorry about that. I always like to talk with Ed from Louisiana. So what we're seeing here, again, in the final moments, we're seeing the beginning, the foundation upon which the mind of John Stuart Mill was laid and his life's work. And then tomorrow's broadcast and Friday, and if we need Monday and Tuesday or whatever, we're going to continue. We're going to start to explore this most profound man and his influence and impact in our lives today. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies in state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at Endless Fraud Detection.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.